do we create our diseases and our letters and comments? I would like to thank you for the newsletter. I always look forward to receiving it, and it brings me great comfort. I have read many books by Ramana, and for many years have looked into that loving face with tears of joy and love. It is difficult to say if I am a devotee, but if he were alive today, I would go to the ends of the earth just to sit in his presence. I would be most grateful if you could answer a question for me. It is something that I have struggled with for many years and do not even know how to put in words, but will attempt to do so. The question has to do with positive thinking and the popular belief that we manifest all that happens to us. And yet, according to Ramana, to my understanding at least, this is not so. I know in my heart that Ramana was enlightened, and yet he got cancer and suffered, although he did not identify with the body. So the question I have struggled with for many years is, do I really manifest my world? If I am physically ill, did I cause it? And can I heal myself? As many people say they have done, although Ramana didn't heal himself of cancer. Because I have several physical challenges, I feel people around me think I have caused them through my thinking. A friend of mine said to me that she created her cancer. You can see that this is a difficult dilemma for me, and I would greatly appreciate any insights you might have. I do hope that you don't mind the questions being so complex, and thank you in advance. California devotee. Does our thinking or wrong thinking create our problems? Disease being just one of them? This is what I understand your question to be. And to this question, I can say with a certain amount of confidence that Sri Ramana Maharishi would straight away give a yes pronouncement. But this yes needs to be understood in the light of his life and teachings. It is true that the book of events to take place in our lives is delivered at the time of our birth, and the only freedom we have, according to Sri Ramana, is to turn our mind inwards and abide in the self. This truth is only fully understood when we ourselves become self-realized. Until then, it is only a theory from which to draw comfort from in our failures and humility in our successes. But the fact remains that our wrong thinking or thought alone is the cause and creator of all our problems. God, the ordainer, manifests this creation. We are not the creators. God is. Can we cure our bodily diseases by thought power? Perhaps. Can they be cured by allopathic treatment? Perhaps. All this depends on destiny. Even if you cure our present disease, is it a permanent cure? No. Some illness, some unexpected event or other will come along and make this body unfit for occupation. We will die. Of all the things uncertain in this creation, this is the most certain. Until the time comes when we cease to identify ourselves with this perishable body, we will continue to suffer. Bhagavan says, the bodily identification itself is the real disease. The body itself is a disease. If the body gets a disease, it means that the original disease has got another disease. If you really want this new disease not to trouble you, you must first take the required medicine for the original disease so that the latter disease, that is, the disease of the disease, does not affect you. And a footnote, Day by Day by Devaraja Mudaliar, page 214, entry dated 3646, page 214, 215, in the fourth reprint. What is the use of worrying about the secondary disease instead of trying to find out a method of getting rid of the primary disease? Therefore, allow this disease to go its own way and think of a medicine for the original disease. So, we have no alternative but to direct our efforts towards turning our minds inward and abiding in the eternal source of our being. Only then we will be perfectly free from disease and suffering. As Bhagavan says, what is the use of worrying about the secondary disease instead of trying to find out a method of getting rid of the primary disease? The problem is that we are so accustomed to looking outwards through the sense for satisfaction and happiness. We continually confuse the state of our physical well-being with our true being, which is always pure and perfect, immortal and free. This outlook has to be shifted inwards, and to do this, spiritual practice is essential. Bhagavan Ramana has given us the simple direct method of self-inquiry of who am I to overcome all dis-ease. If people believe that you caused your ill health by some sort of ill thinking, you need not be concerned. We are not what people think, nor are we what we think ourselves to be. When all this process of thinking comes to an end, we experience what we are, and words cannot express it. That is the meaning and purpose of this human birth. If your ill health has brought you to this understanding, then we can thank the Almighty for it. Understanding will lead to transcendence, and this can happen by your sincere effort and the grace of God or the Guru. Why did Sri Ramana Maharishi cure the cancer that afflicted his body? From his state of consciousness, this desire would not arise at all, as he did not consider himself to be that body, a body separate from all other bodies in the world. It is true that self-realization permanently immunizes us from all diseases. It makes us immortal, but the body is a different matter. It will go through birth, growth, and death. A sage or Mahatma will assume that upadhi or limitation for the salvation of humanity. If the sage made his body immortal without sickness, what kind of example would that be for us mere mortals who are striving for deliverance from the cycle of births and deaths? He shows us how to rise above the I am the body idea and rest in the pristine peace of our true self, free from death and disease. This he does by putting on the same physical limitations as ordinary humans. Could Ramana have cured his cancer if he wished? I have no doubt he could have. But what is the ultimate experience of existence? It is self-realization. He shows us how to attain it and how a jnani functions in the world in spite of the normal bodily afflictions of which he was hardly aware. You can cure your cancer, you can live longer perhaps, but if you do not connect with your true self while in this body, you will have to take on more bodies, suffer, become totally disgusted with bodily existence, turn inward with perfect detachment and one-pointedness, and realize who you are. That is the purpose of this suffering. And it won't end until our attachment to the body is snapped. That is what Sri Ramana teaches us. Editor.